Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
And welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. And if you are a working parent, no doubt the following scenario is very familiar. Your child is in daycare. She gets sick. Daycare policies prohibit her from attending until she's been fever-free for 24 hours, or you get a doctor's note. But how many days of work can you miss? Not that many. So maybe you take your child to urgent care to get that note ASAP. Not the best use of emergency care for sure, but a new study published today in the journal Pediatrics finds that stringent childcare policies do create a sort of emergency, even if it's not a medical one. Dr. Andrew Hashikawa, lead researcher on the study, puts it this way.
When kids are sick and can't get into childcare, for parents, this is a socioeconomic emergency.
Here with more is the host of our Common Health blog, Carrie Goldberg. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Meghna.
Socioeconomic emergency, that's a pretty serious way of putting it.
Yes, and it is just the worst, isn't it? Like, it's one of the hardest parts of being a working parent is that total crunch when you need to be at work and your child needs care.
So how is that crunch playing out? I mean, how does this study connect those illnesses with daycare child care policies and the use of urgent care?
Well, so first let's look at the big picture. We parents do overuse the emergency departments quite a lot. It's estimated that about half of the 25 million pediatric visits to emergency departments are for non-urgent conditions. And that, of course, is a burden on the entire healthcare system because emergency room use is expensive. But you might not, in fact, be able to get your child back into daycare without seeing a doctor. So this new study in pediatrics used survey data to look at the use of emergency care, and it found that certain parents were especially likely to use the emergency room. Single parents were about four times as likely. Parents with job concerns or who needed a doctor's note were about three times as likely. So it's the parents between the hardest rocks and the hard places.
Right, who are already having a tough time.
Yes. So I spoke with Dr. Hashikawa, and he said, of course, there are times when a child needs emergency care, but what he's focusing on is that there are many times when kids really should be able to go back to daycare, but the center's rules don't let them without having been seen by a doctor.
80% of kids at some point before they start kindergarten are in child care. So when you think about how many times they do get sick, it's very well known from previous studies that many kids are excluded because of illness. There's a Maryland study that showed that for every one appropriate exclusion, approximately five or six were inappropriate exclusions.
So the doctor there, Carrie, is making a distinction between appropriate and inappropriate exclusions from child care. What exactly does he mean?
Actually, the American Academy of Pediatrics puts out a whole big set of guidelines for when it is reasonable to exclude a child and when it isn't. And for each illness, they have a sort of a specific recommendation. But the bottom line is that we tend to way overuse exclusion. So, for example, if a kid just had a cold or a cough or pink eye, which we all tend to think of as probably bacterial, but in fact, they're finding out that very often it's just viral. It's just sort of a little cold in the eye and the child is actually fine. So very often those kids will be excluded and they don't need to be.
Okay. Now, just to step back a little bit, because a moment ago you also said something else really interesting, which was that it's the parents who are already between a rock and a hard place
right.
who are perhaps using urgent care more than others. But maybe because they have to, because these are the parents who can't afford to miss work.
Exactly right. And so that's why they end up in the emergency room or in urgent care. And in fact, Dr. Hashikawa used to work as when he was a medical student, he used to work in emergency care. And he said that's how he got interested in this whole issue.
I saw this family that had a couple kids that looked great, had a little bit of red in their eyes, and it was midnight. I asked them, why are you here? I was just so curious. And they said, well, I've got to work. I'm not going to get paid. And I really need a doctor's note, both for my work and for my daycare, so I can send them back.
And he also told me this really sad story of a single father whose daughter had lice and she was excluded from daycare. And he got so desperate that he just shaved her head.
Huh. Wow. Okay. So time for full disclosure, because both of us have been through this as parents in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
But let me argue on the side of the daycare policies for just a second. I've had to put myself in their shoes before. And I think to myself, okay, it's really a pain to not be able to send my kid back. She's been fever-free. It's fine. But from the point of view of the daycare providers, A, they have to deal with the parents of the healthy children who may not want a sick child around.
Right.
And B, I mean, how are they really to know that a child is fully well? I mean, without some sort of verification from a doctor.
This is a tremendously fraught issue. I totally agree. And in fact, as a parent, I don't want a sick kid anywhere near my kid. But on the other hand, I have to be at work. My kid's only a little sick. Why can't I just send them to daycare? And I think the answer is guidelines. I mean, we have these guidelines from the American Academy of Pediatrics, and they are clear. And what Dr. Hashikawa says is that what we actually need is training of the daycare providers so that they can base their decisions as much as possible on the accepted medical wisdom.
So, Carrie, maybe the guidelines actually aren't so clear. If there is such discrepancy between what the American Academy of Pediatrics is saying and what a lot of daycare centers have as their policy. So what does Dr. Hashikawa say about when you should send a child home from childcare?
The guidelines are specific for each specific illness, but they do have some rules of thumb about when you should be sure to send a child home.
If the child is lethargic or can't participate like they normally do and they're just sitting there, that's one of the reasons, definitely, no matter what the symptoms are, they should go home. And two, if the childcare provider is spending so many resources and time trying to care for this one child and they're actually neglecting the other children, that's definitely a reason that child should be sent home.
So, Meghna, my takeaway is oftentimes a child can be a little bit sick, but it's still reasonable to send them to daycare.
Okay, I still do sympathize with some of these daycare policies, to be sure, because they have to worry about, you know, keeping the other kids healthy, potential lawsuits. I mean, there's a lot.
Yes, but I think that they could probably rely on these guidelines because the American Academy of Pediatrics is the leading pediatrics organization in the country.
Well, overhanging all of this, though, is the bigger national issue across this country that parents are faced with a difficult decision, either try and send their kid back to daycare or miss work. Either way, they have to make a tough decision that isn't necessarily supported, say, by workplace policies.
Exactly. It's a horrendous crunch. And in fact, as we speak, the White House is hosting a day-long summit today on family-friendly policies. For example, the United States is one of only three countries in the entire world that doesn't offer paid maternity leave. And they're also talking about more flexible work schedules and issues like that. Dr. Hashikawa says that a paid parental sick leave policy would help alleviate some of the unnecessary burden on these urgent care providers and on the daycare providers as a whole.
There needs to be some type of policy for parents that gives them opportunity to be able to take a couple sick days off and be paid for them. That can help parents kind of mitigate the need to go into the emergency department.
Hear, hear, I say.
And as you said, President Obama is convening a summit on this very issue today.
Please.
Well, Carrie Goldberg, host of WBUR's Common Health blog, thanks as always.
You're welcome, Meghna.
And you can read Carrie's post on this subject at commonhealth.wbur.org.